Holiday joy is hard on those experiencing grief. Whether it's a loved one's death or war or politics, many feel sadness and loss this time of year. As NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports, more churches are making room for those emotions at Christmas.
St. Augustine by the Sea Episcopal Church is holding its Blue Christmas service. For more than a decade, this mid-December gathering in Santa Monica has been a time to acknowledge holiday sadness. Helping lead the prayers is member Deborah Kaufman Giordano.
Grant to all who seek you the assurance of your presence, your power, and your peace. We call from our hearts.
Kaufman Giordano is part of a group here that prays with those in need.
Those times where the heartbreak has come, the struggle with things like staying sober, a heartbreak over a child who's making different choices. And so to be able to be that good accompaniment, that's something that really gives me a lot of hope.
Hope, especially at Christmas.
It takes a lot of spiritual courage, emotional courage, to basically say, you know what, I'm feeling terrible, and I just want a friend to walk me home. I want a friend to listen to me.
During the Blue Christmas service, member Lynn Blair reads from Philippians.
Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
It's not just at this service that St. Augustine Associate Rector Katie Cadigan hears such yearning.
It was the entrance hymn last Sunday called Hark a Thrilling Voice is Sounding. The fourth verse, so when next he comes with glory and the world is wrapped in fear.
That phrase startled her.
I was coming in from a week of person after person sharing the intimate reasons why the incoming administration is a huge threat to them.
Cadigan says being attentive to those afraid is a deeply Christian message.
Christ knows the world is a mess. It's not all come into fullness, wholeness, and justice yet. And God is with us in that.
That God is present in the difficult times is a theme in many Christmas hymns, says Mark Hilt, who leads music at First Presbyterian Church in Santa Monica.
If you look at It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, for example, the poet writes, still through the cloven skies they came with peaceful wings unfurled. Above its sad and lowly plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing.
Hilt hops onto the organ bench to play another example.
It came, a floweret bright, amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night.
A verse aching with longing and the not yet.
Personally, for a number of years when I was longing to become a parent, the loneliness and the longing was about that not existing yet in my life and not being sure that it would.
Kirsten Linford is the longtime minister at Westwood United Church of Christ in Los Angeles.
There is a lot of relief and healing in just being able to say, here is what I'm holding, and for somebody else to say, let me hold it with you.
Which is why services at her congregation, not just at Christmas, include a time when people share their worries during the prayers of the people. Doing so allows them, says Linford, to lay down their burdens and something more.
Look for the hope that you can count on, the hope that we find in each other and in the holy.
Because, Linford says, while sorrow is real, the final word is joy. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Los Angeles.